created if they don't have it in stock. Their inventory is huge, it's very competitively priced, and they draw folks from all over Central Alabama, not just the river region, but Central Alabama, to take advantage of both product and pricing. If you would like to enjoy a $100 discount on a purchase of $200 or more, visit BryanJewelry.com to make yourself eligible for that as well. They're fantastic people, awesome customer service, and a personal favorite of one Goose who lives in Miami, Florida. And they've made, she just loves, I think about four different items that she has picked off the website and absolutely loves. That's Brian Jewelry, 7078 East Main in Prattville, and BrianJewelry.com online. Skipper, what is happening?
Well, it's that time of the morning. We got a good bit of traffic inbound to Montgomery on I-65 and 85. A little slow traffic on the Alabama River Bridge. A lot of folks coming in on 231. That's got Northeast Boulevard, Northern Boulevard, Congressman Dickinson, very busy, very congested on East Boulevard and I-85, but so far no problems anywhere. Buckle up, be safe. We'll keep you updated. Back to school time at Premier Place. Shop its fashion, GNC, T-Mobile, Goodwill, and more. Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton & Company development. Skywatch Traffic, Wendell J.
It's better at Brubaker, and here's why. Brubaker Kia was just named 2022 Kia Dealer of the Year, ranked number one in customer satisfaction. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Waiting was such a mistake. That's one of the things we hear most after we've successfully treated one of our patients for erectile dysfunction. At Montgomery Men's Health, we want you to know first and foremost that waiting is a mistake. Because the longer you wait, the more difficult it can be to treat your ED. Using what you've got is important, not just for your relationship, but for your overall health. There's some truth to the phrase, if you don't use it, you lose it. At Montgomery Men's Health, we'll fight for your ability to consistently perform without the anxiety that so many men experience. In fact, you might even find you're performing like you haven't in a long time. We only treat ED and low T at Montgomery Men's Health, and we've successfully treated many men with protocols that are effective in nearly 90% of cases. We also have the full complement of treatments, including acoustic wave therapy, so you get the one that works best for you. So don't wait. Make an appointment. For just $99, you'll get a medical consultation, blood work, and if medically advised, a test dose. Call today, 334-440-3663. That's 334-440-3663, or go to montgomerymenshealth.com.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
August 3rd is National Watermelon Day. Check out this big, beautiful watermelon I brought with me today. No, Gallagher, not the Sledge-O-Matic! Oh! Dag-nabbit, Gallagher, I didn't even have a chance to put on a poncho. Oh, well. Have a happy National Watermelon Day.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
At 8.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington.
Hello.
South Korea is the next stop for House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Earlier today, she departed Taiwan after assuring the island democracy that, in Pelosi's words, America's determination to preserve democracy here in Taiwan and around the world remains ironclad. Michigan Republican Congressman Peter Meyer, he had voted yes on the impeachment of President Trump, been defeated in his primary race by Trump-endorsed candidate John Gibbs. OPEC and its allies meeting to decide how much oil they'll pump in September. At the same time, Europe talking about some severe measures aimed at weaning itself away from Russian oil and natural gas. Stock futures are higher this morning on Wall Street. Dow futures up 178 points. NASDAQ futures 79 points higher. More details at srnnews.com.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm sorry, I can't operate on that vehicle.
But, Doctor, you took an oath.
That RV, it's my son's RV.
Oh, Doctor, isn't there anything you can
do? I'm not a miracle worker, Sheila. I'm an RV surgeon, trained to save the lives of large, injured recreational vehicles, which is definitely a real profession.
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, covered subject to policy terms.
Which
tried Dynavite for gut health and immune support, and after a couple of weeks, our little Gizmo was acting like a puppy again. His coat was shinier, he had a lot less scratching and shedding, and he seemed like his happy old self.
My dog smelled and scratched constantly. We bathed and sprayed her, took her to the vet, but no results. Now, a little Dynavite in her food helps Bella keep her beautiful coat with no scratching or smell.
Get 10% off your next order of Dynavite nutritional supplements for dogs at Dynavite.com.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
I'm a weatherman.
On this date in 1981.
Yeah. Started my TV career. Moved to Larry Stevens brought me to town in 77, and he had just promoted me to program director of WHHY, and I came to him 3 days later and said, I'm going.
Wow.
You know, a few blocks away to the TV station.
Boy, that's moving up fast. The rising
1981,
star.
1981, how could that be?
Yeah, I know. I have the same... I mean, just in terms of being here, when I think back, there's a lot of blank spots there. Maybe that's a good thing.
But, you see that picture of me in 81?
Yes.
I look like a boy.
You want that posted, Boy Wonder?
I was a boy, if you want to. I don't like attention.
No, I don't either. I hate attention. All right, center stage goes to...
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Victory Land.
It's nonstop gaming action at Victory Land Casino. 1,500 of the latest and greatest games, horse and greyhound racing, sports parlay, big jackpots. You can be a winner, too, at Victory Land Casino.
Let me tell you another reason why we like football season. Because... the temperatures start to come down, the humidity starts to come down. You know, this morning is a yuck kind of a morning. With the humidity is out of control. It's cloudy, and it's just the air is heavy. And my backyard yesterday was a complete lake. And we may do it again today. Another hot day with a high around 93 with the heat index 100 or higher. But again today and tomorrow, better than normal rain chances. Scattered to numerous showers and storms, especially in the afternoon and evening hours. Locally heavy downpours. Low tonight, 73. Thursday's high, 93 again. Mid-90s on Friday and Saturday, but I think by Friday and Saturday, the storms will thin out in number. Closer to a summertime normal. They'll become more widely scattered. And then the rain chances pick up a little bit again by Sunday. Right now, cloudy, yuck, 75, it's 8:09.
Brubaker Motors wishes you safe travels out there. Stay safe and remember to buckle up. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at brubaker.com.
Who's ready?
Who's ready?
To play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game. Are you ready?
No.
Well, let's try. Let's push this boulder up the hill, okay? 1 in 8 pharmacists say that this is the most frequently asked question from customers. 1 in 8 say it's the most frequently asked question from customers.
Very interesting. This could go for a while. But like Jay was saying a little while ago off mic, some of these conundrums that we think will go a long time.
Yeah.
Somebody will call up.
Yeah, somebody will have it right. The first caller's
nail
it right there.
Right away.
So 272-9228 is the number to call. And win a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card, 272-9228. So while I'm waiting for the phone to fill with calls, I'm going to visit Jack Ingram, specifically their value car lot this morning. And for those of you looking for great value on more fuel-efficient driving options, they've got some excellent choices at the value car lot. Now, keep in mind, these cars are as vetted as anything else they sell or put the Jack Ingram name on. They have to have perfect vehicle histories, clean and pristine interiors, and engines that pass the 108-point checkup that they do in the service department when they take a car and trade. And available right now, and they run forever, a 2016 Nissan Sentra. And with the deal online, you can drive off in that. It's in beautiful shape. It's white, $237 a month. There is, if you want a fuel-efficient SUV, the 2016 Hyundai Tucson. They have a sports edition of one of those, and that you could drive off with the online deal at $260 a month. All the details on those prices are available at jackingram.com on the website. They have some another Sentra. Wow, it's beautiful red too. That one has lower miles. It's a little higher in monthly price. But again, my nuclear physicist sister has always recommended Nissan because she believes in their engineering. I try not to argue with nuclear physicists, whether they're relatives or not. I'm destined to lose. So you've got that, the certified pre-owns with Tip Tames and his team, and six great brands in one great location on the Boulevard. Jack Ingram, Audi, Mercedes-Benz, Nissan, Porsche, Volkswagen, and Volvo, or jackingram.com to visit everybody. So it seems like we have our first contestant, Jay, and who is waiting for us on the line?
Chris.
Chris.
Hi, Chris. Congratulations on having the courage to give this one a shot. The question is, one in eight pharmacists say this is the most frequently asked question.
Can I drink if I take this?
Oh, that's good. That's good.
Can I drink if I take this?
Is that it?
That's true, though. You know, hey, yeah.
You are correct, sir. So good. You have won a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card. Nice work.
Stand by,
thank
Chris,
you, sir.
Because Jay's going to talk to you, and you can drink if you want to.
By the way, I'm trying to hit the trifecta. We have at least two Morning Maroon nominees from guess what state?
I'm going to say Florida.
You would be absolutely 100% correct. I took that conundrum over other options, like three out of four women get suspicious of something bad when this happens. And that's when their partner sends flowers.
Oh, yeah. That preemptive flower thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, what'd you do?
Exactly.
What did you do?
That's so sad, isn't it? But that's one of the great reasons why florists exist. And this one here, 50% of women, less than 40% of men do this every day. What do you think that might be?
I'd have to think about that. I don't have a...
Take a vitamin.
Oh, take a vitamin.
So I thought I had picked the most challenging question of those three that I was considering.
He's also a first-time caller.
Oh, my God!
Oh, Chris!
He says it's the first time he's ever called any radio station. Oh.
Wow. I mean, that's a total virgin.
We hope you get a book.
Total televirgin.
Like, what, a half? I'm only half.
We hope you get
a book. Maybe they're first-time callers to our show, but they may have, you know, slotted around with some other talk show. But first-timers, you have no idea how you light us up when you tell us it's your first time.
I remember when it was my first time.
Yes. It is 8:13 already with local news next.
Alabama News Network, I'm Jerome Jones. Here are your news headlines. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is in Taiwan this morning after receiving a warm welcome from government officials, including the nation's president. The trip has riled China, which considers Taiwan part of its one nation vision. And news from Tallapoosa County. A Tallapoosa County man is in jail and arrested on kidnapping and murder charges after two decomposing bodies were found in his home, along with a 12-year-old girl that authorities say he kept against her will. Tallapoosa County Sheriff Jimmy Abbott says the girl was found walking alone in the 3500 block of County Road 34 just south of Dadeville on Monday. U.S. Marshals and Auburn police later arrested 37-year-old Jose Reyes and charged him with first-degree kidnapping, three counts of capital murder, and two counts of abuse of a corpse. Those are your news headlines. I'm Jerome Jones. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Coming to the Montgomery Performing Arts Center live in concert, it's Jefferson Starship. Jefferson Starship comes to Montgomery for one night only, live Thursday, August 25th at 7:30 p.m. Jefferson Starship, see them live at the MPAC August 25th. Tickets to see Jefferson Starship at the MPAC are available now. Get yours at the MPAC box office or online at Ticketmaster.com. Jefferson Starship. The legendary Jefferson Starship lands at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center for one show only, Thursday, August 25th at 7:30. Tickets on sale now.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
So the commander-in-chief, who cost tens of thousands of people their jobs by mandating a vaccine that does not work, is still kind of in the weeds. I received this actuality from Biden.
Okay.
Let's see what the update is on his condition.
I started thinking about it. 1 year, even though you didn't have the job you have now, even though you didn't get a raise that year, the difference between having a job, having a 5% raise or whatever, in the face of inflation, the price of the pump, although that's down every day so far, but, you know, it's like, whoa, I feel worse off. But then again, I didn't get a check for $8,000 from the government. They're just, among other things.
No, here's
does that make any sense to anybody, or is it just me?
Was Rocky in the room?
Yeah, Rocky the Flying Squirrel was at that press conference. What $8,000 check? Did I miss something in the mail?
Yeah, no.
I check it every day.
I'm looking at informed delivery. I don't have it today.
I don't have an $8,000 check waiting for me anywhere at this particular moment. This being a Wednesday, we will be adjourning to Baumhauer's after the show, and this week the featured Inflation Sucks item is the char-grilled Jamaican jerk chicken. And I heard from Bo Holt, he and his wife are going to be there, going to try that this evening with us. Hope you make it over. I'm also putting out onion straws as an appetizer tonight. Come by and enjoy. It's 18 minutes after 8 o'clock. I want to applaud my friends, and they are friends, and they're terrific people. Terry and Lynn Adams, for what they're doing. See, they want me to talk about in-store product. They wanted me to tell you about an organization they're very dedicated to, and that's Service Dogs Alabama. Dogs that require a lot of training but are absolute miracle workers once they're placed with somebody that has a special need. And it costs about $30,000 for the training on each dog. For example, there here is a young man named Alex with a diabetic alert dog and a story. 2 a.m, Jeffy's, who is Alex's diabetic alert dog, was in the room nudging and barking. I ran to Alex's bedroom and his blood sugar was 47 and dropping fast. Another few minutes and he would have been in a coma. Jeffy saved his life. That's the kind of difference these dogs can make. And in so many other instances as well. So if you have time, please visit servicedogsalabama.com and take a look. Diabetic alert dogs, seizure alert dogs, autism intervention dogs, and PTSD as well. servicedogsalabama.org. Great organization. Thank you, Terry and Lynn Adams. That would be our buddy, the much beloved and glorious overlord of the great outdoors. Quick check on traffic, then we're back.
Traffic is brought to you by Dillon Rings. Dillon Rings has great watches and beautiful rings, or have Josh design a piece of jewelry for you. Shop Dillon Rings now at 119 Brown Springs Road and check them out on Facebook.
We have a new accident. This one is in Wetumpka on Highway 231. If you're coming out of downtown, it's right out near Zaxby's and the Wharf. in that vicinity. We're already seeing a backup in traffic there, so please use caution. In Montgomery, we're just busy everywhere. Northeast Boulevard, East Boulevard, Taylor Road, I-65 and 85, light to moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated. Back to school time at Premier Place. Shop Big Lots, Burke's Outlet, Michael's, GameStop, Lindmark, and more. Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton & Company development. Skywatch Traffic, Wendell J.
From our dealership to your driveway with a new car, truck, or SUV from Brubaker, rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at brubaker.com. It's better at brubaker.com.
We kind of gave a tease on the story the other day that Purina, yes, the makers of Fancy Feast, are now going to be serving human cuisine at a restaurant in New York.
Well, human cuisine sounds like they're serving human.
Isn't that what Rod Serling said, to serve man? Yeah. Yeah, in that one episode. No, I don't mean they're serving, they're not going cannibalistic. Fancy Feast is expanding into human cuisine. Is that acceptable?
Yeah, that's fair.
With plans to open up an Italian restaurant in New York City with upscale dishes inspired by their canned dinners of fish, chicken, and beef.
Now, I would love to have been at that board meeting. And you know, how did they okay this? How did this idea
come? Well, the first thing they had to do was give it a name, and the name they've given it is Gatto Bianco, for white cat. Serving dishes like salmon con pomodani. That's salmon with cherry tomatoes. Brasato di manzo, that's beef short ribs in red wine. And lemon panna cotta for dessert. But again,
honey, you want to go to the cat restaurant tonight?
I got the perfect answer to that question.
Bite me!
Here is a little more about Gatto Bianco.
Come to the new cat-inspired restaurant for humans. Gatto Bianco.
Welcome to Gatto Bianco. Would you like to sit on the floor or a laptop keyboard?
You'll start with catnip and a glass of water to knock off the table.
Excuse me, where's the men's litter box?
In the corner, but make sure to lick yourself after.
Gatto Bianco offers a three-course meal of wet food, treats, and then puking on the carpet.
Would you like that in a doggy bag? Ooh, I'm so sorry. A to-go bag?
Gatto Bianco, the only restaurant where you may scratch the furniture.
Thank you for the tip, and also for the hairball.
And there's a picture of it. I linked this story on the New York Post to Gatto. Is it Bianco or Blanco?
Bianco.
Yeah, it's okay. Bianco. And it's Purina that opened it up in New York City.
Yeah, I'm wondering, of course, it's getting a lot of headlines now. I wonder if it'll be open in a year from now.
I'm not a gambler, and I don't recommend starting, but I would say probably not. But I could be wrong. I mean, there's been other things that have come out, but that's not going to work. And then it becomes a phenomenon.
Will Grubhub deal, will they deliver?
Remains to be seen. I don't know about that part of the deal, but we do have a restaurant here that is well-established, serves amazing cuisine, creative cuisine, in a couple of instances, items that J. Scott inspired, and that's the Seafood Bistro.
Right. I inspired the Cajun cheese curds.
I gotta try those.
They're really, really good. I mean, it's like... Well, I don't want to say it's like cheese... It's not like mini cheese sticks, because it's not like that. Mm. Are they good in marinara? I'm sure. They're even better in ranch or dragon sauce, if you would like that. They're really, really delicious. Little bits of cheese that are fried, and it's just, oh, God, it's good. Court nuggets on the menu with the appetizers, the calamari, the dragon shrimp, the fried pickles. We're talking about the Seafood Bistro, located at 1651 Perry Hill Road. 279-7500 is their number. They open up at 11 a.m. every single day, and they're on your delivery app. So maybe you can't get away. Maybe... You know, for whatever reason, you just can't get by there. Well, the food can come to you by using the delivery apps on your phone. They're all over them. You can take out the menu right now. It says they're closed, but you can still look at the menu. Or better yet, just go to their website, where you can also place an order online, theseafoodbistro.com. Make sure the word "the" is in there. Just Google them, theseafoodbistro.com. You can see everything on the menu, pictures of everything. Look at those Cajun cheese curds. Look at that barbecue shrimp, the seafood gumbo, the red beans and rice, those fish tacos as well, the boil bags. Check out the Seafood Bistro, and don't forget to like and follow them on Facebook.
All right, it is 8:25. Coming up, a couple of stories from the world of sports. We'll also re-remember Vin Scully. That was, I woke up much earlier than normal today, 1 o'clock. I think because I fell asleep early last night. Yesterday afternoon was just real stressful with this weather coming through again.
Yep.
And the first thing I see when I tap the laptop and it springs to life is Vin Scully passing away. Not the way you want to start.
You know, I wonder if our buddy Chris on High Heat is going to do
it. He's been on vacation. If there's a reason to come back and for him to do a tribute, I can't think of a better reason than that.
We should play one more time before we're done that 1 minute from Joe Davis.
Yes.
That a lot of people remember from the Biscuits broadcast. He started here, and now he filled the shoes. Oh, no, I mean, didn't fill the shoes, but he took over as the broadcaster for the Dodgers after Vin Scully. How about that?
I can't think of anybody that would have more pressure on them. Although Scully, being the kind of person he was, I'm sure did everything possible to make him welcome, and with radio listeners and viewers out in L.A. too.
And in fact, that story he tells confirms that.
I've got it. Now we'll come back with some Vin highlights. Our friend Joe Davis on his first contact with Vin Scully, who passed away last night at 94.
Here's the one-run lead, Joe and Jess. So 2015, when I get the Dodger job, the day that it's announced, I get a call on my phone from a number I don't recognize, and I let it go to voicemail, whatever. No message left. Number calls again. Who knows who this is. Hans Roberto leads off this inning, takes the ball. Finally, voicemail pops up. Okay, who is this? I didn't know if it was a writer trying to break the story or something. I wasn't supposed to answer. So I listen. Okay, who is this? Hi, Joe. It's Vin Scully. I just ignored Vin Scully's call twice, sent it to voicemail twice. He said, I tried you earlier in the day. I guess I begin our relationship 0-2. And eventually we hopped on the phone and we talked, and I met him a few weeks after that, and we both spoke at a banquet at Dodger Stadium, and he spoke first. He brought me up. He gave me the greatest introduction I think that I've ever gotten, I ever will, and but the first interaction I had with him was ignoring his call accidentally twice before I finally hooked up with him.
In classic Vin, making it into a baseball analogy.
Remember, so we had Joe on the air,
yes,
right after you got that job?
Yeah, and think about him. I mean, that's something you daydream on.
Yeah.
While you're sitting, I mean, the Biscuits have a great facility. Mm-hmm. They have, complete media facilities, but you're sitting there broadcasting a double-A baseball team, hoping but never expecting that you will be replacing one of the most famous.
You will be a successor to the great Vin Scully. And now, Joe, our buddy, will also be doing the World Series for Fox. He'll be the voice of Fox Sports from now on.
Yes, that means Joe Buck will no longer be annoying people.
That's right.
I like Joe Buck. Joe Buck's voice was big for the moment. But I got to tell you, baseball has a real serious problem right now with attendance. In fact, I have an article at home that I will send to you.
What is it?
That's a story that was created by a writer and published, but that's not important. The Cleveland Guardians, check this out. They were the ones that jumped on the PC bandwagon by renaming the Indians, right?
Yeah, right.
And I think everybody kind of agreed that the Chief Wahoo logo was a little bit...
Yeah, okay, I can understand that.
But the name, they named the team after an actual Native American who played for them in 1920. Mm-hmm. They had the name for 100 years.
Mm-hmm.
And as hard as MLB and its mouthpieces are trying to sell us Guardians, people in Cleveland are not buying. Their attendance is down by almost 10,000 a game this year, even though they're competitive. And their TV ratings are down by 30%.
Well, so you won't see me with a Guardian t-shirt, but you see me frequently with a Cleveland Indians t-shirt.
I would, in a way, wish I could kind of be on the ground in Cleveland to see what the real buzz on that was. Because they made it sound like everybody in Cleveland thinks this is a great idea. And apparently...
Now, I could see Redskins. Okay.
Yeah. But again, teams generally are not nicknamed for something that isn't, you know, respected, heroic, ferocious, whatever.
How about Braves?
Yeah. Well,
that's a name of honor, I think.
Well, you went to a game recently at Truist. Were they still doing the tomahawk chop?
Yeah.
Were people breaking out in hysterics?
Yeah, they were. But then again, they do it at Florida State, too. But
yes.
But, you know, the Seminoles get money from Florida State, and they're very proud.
That's the way to work it. Yeah. The Seminoles have, I mean, they've got stuff going on in Florida from Tallahassee all the way down to Card Sound just before you get to Key West. It is 8:31. We'll be right back.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Another Guardian Credit Union story.
Good morning. What can I get you?
Yeah, hi. I need a cup of coffee. I also need some tires for my van and my washer machine to stop leaking.
We're a coffee shop. We only sell...
And I need a new roof, a bigger bed, and a porch door that you don't have to fight with to close. Oh, how am I going to do this?
Oh, okay. I can get you some coffee. But let me tell you, for everything else, you should talk to my friends at Guardian Credit Union. They'll help you get what you need when you need it. Guardian helped me just last month when I needed a new refrigerator.
Really? Wow, maybe they could help me take care of some of my needs.
I'm sure they can. Here's their number. It's 334-244-9999, or you can just apply online. Now enjoy that coffee, honey. Everything will work out.
Connect with Guardian today for all your lending needs. Federally insured by NCUA.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Kennedy for Alabama is a political talk show where we discuss the real issues impacting our Alabama communities. Listen Sundays at 2 p.m. right here on News Talk 93.1 or find us online at kennedyforalabama.org.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
that article about the Cleveland Guardians.
Yeah, I just
and
saw it.
I'm going to post it on Facebook as well because it falls into something our audience all day long has discussed and for some time now. Get woke, go broke, or at least be prepared to take a hit to business. That's the way it seems to be working out for them. We're at 8:35, and our Morning Maroon nominees are coming up in just a little bit, and we have great representation from what state is that again?
Oh, Florida.
Stay tuned, everybody.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Victoryland.
It's nonstop gaming action at Victoryland Casino. Come play more than 1,500 of the latest and greatest games. Wager on horse and greyhound racing and try your luck on our sports parlay.
It's deja vu all over again. We see some showers and storms developing down near the coast, and they will likely migrate northward again today, just like they did yesterday and the day before, and we'll see some heavy downpours again. Another hot day with a high around 93. That's fuel for the fire with the heat index 100 or higher. And again, today and tomorrow, better than normal rain chances continue. Scattered to numerous showers and storms, especially in the afternoon and evening hours with locally heavy downpours. Yeah, my backyard was underwater. And I posted that on Facebook. Low tonight, down to about 73. Thursday's high around 93 again. We'll be in the mid-90s on Friday and Saturday. And I think by Friday and Saturday, the number of storms will start to thin out closer to a summertime normal. You know, 20-30% would be a typical summertime situation. So they'll become more widely scattered by then. Right now this morning, yuck out there as far as the heaviness of the air with that all that humidity. It's cloudy and 75 at 8:38.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. For 50 years, Kubota Equipment has been getting the job done right. And for 40 of those years, Capital Tractor has been helping our customers do more for your home, farm, and work site. Here's to the next 50 years. Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
All right, it's 8:37. Skipper, what's going on?
Well, we had an accident on 231 coming out of Wetumpka a little earlier. It is off on the right side of the road now, and they're wrapping up there. All lanes are open. Just use caution. Watch out for those folks in case they step out on the edge of the roadway. In Montgomery, we're still a good bit busy on East Boulevard, Taylor Road, I-65 and 85. Good bit of traffic flow through downtown Montgomery. Kind of a nasty morning out there. Buckle up. Drive carefully. We will keep you updated. At ReinhartToyota.com, you can see and purchase vehicles that are on order that haven't arrived yet. Get the Toyota you want at ReinhartToyota.com. Skywatch Traffic, Wendell J.
It's better at Brubaker, and here's why. Brubaker Kia was just named 2022 Kia Dealer of the Year, ranked number one in customer satisfaction. It's better at Brubaker.com.
This summer, you don't want to slow down. But COVID might have other plans. A COVID booster is added protection that makes you less likely to be seriously ill or have to go to the hospital because of COVID. Gain confidence that you're safe all summer long. Find boosters near you at vaccines.gov. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
We're talking with David Little, who is here to tell us everything that's going on at Tucker Pecan Company.
Man, I tell you what, Jay, I was down there going in the store the other day, and I looked, and my old buddy Foster Grump was down there, and he came in the store, and I brought him along with me today. What do you think, Foster?
Well, you know, I know what y'all have all kind of great jewelry and other gift items, but the pecans, oh my goodness, the chocolate-covered pecans, they, you know, those things are awesome. And the roasted and salted, they are perfect to sit back there and eat you some scrimps with. Also, also they had at Tuckapecan, they have turtles, not the kind that swim around in the water. They got turtles that are made out of caramel and pecans. They have all kinds of great candies at Tuckapecan. And as always, Lieutenant Stan had to get him an ice cream cone. You know Lieutenant Stan. So you know what? I had a great time, David.
Well, thanks for coming down, Foster. We had a great time seeing you. And hey, everybody, come see us. We're located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckapecan.com. Call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
Here at the Almond Joy Factory, where tropical vibes abound, we use soft, fresh-tasting coconut,
the crunchiest almonds, and delicious chocolate candy.
Ah, but do you know what our most important ingredient is? Sometimes you feel like a nut.
Sometimes you don't.
Almond Joy's got nuts and something even way better than that. Yes, Almond Joy is made with almonds and
how ironic is that, given today's date?
Martha Stewart celebrates August 3rd and Grab Some Nuts Day.
Just look at all these amazing nuts in front of me.
Martha likes looking at amazing nuts.
I love nuts. I love delicious, fresh nuts.
She loves delicious, fresh nuts.
They have a white, sort of oily flesh. You don't break the nut meat.
But don't break the nut meat.
These are very hard to crack.
And enjoy Grab Some Nuts Day.
Yum.
Hey, isn't today her birthday? Martha Stewart? Or was it yesterday?
She's turned 81 today.
Wow.
Yeah.
And look at this. We had her all lined up for the celebration of Grab Some Nuts Day.
That was funny, by the way.
Our listeners know what to expect next.
I've done some dumb things, and I'll do dumb things again.
Whoops.
Clap for that, you stupid bastard.
It's time for today's Morning Merlin Dominique here on Newstalk 93.1 FM. We might do a bonus Dominique today, too.
Okay.
But we're going to start, guess what state?
Florida.
That's right. Couple of deputies, and this should never happen. You would think there's been some tragic outcomes with deputies going to the wrong house to either pick up somebody for a crime. This was all about an eviction, and here is some of the interaction and commentary from Jennifer Michelle, who was the victim of this wrong address thing.
Hello? What are you doing?
We're here to finalize the eviction.
They told me that they were serving an eviction, which is news to me because I don't rent. I didn't know if these people are trying to get into my house. I didn't know if everything was okay.
We have the wrong house.
I just think that if I didn't catch it, would all of my stuff been out in the driveway?
And I feel bad for her. I mean, for at least a very brief period of time, she thought something's wrong here. I am going to be homeless in a few minutes. Now we're staying in Florida for this story here because this reminds me of an episode of the Andy Griffith Show because something similar happened. Dozens of first responders in Florida spent hours looking for a man they believe was stuck inside a manhole drainage system. It started when city workers found the man in the storm drain. Huh. Here's one of the rescue workers breaking down the situation.
He's a civilian. Supposedly, he likes going into the manholes. Public Works made contact with him. They opened a manhole and looked at him and said, "What are you doing?" And he said, "I just need something to drink. I'm tired."
Yeah, so while he was in the manhole there, they gave him a Mountain Dew.
He likes being in the manhole.
They're still looking for that guy. All right, now we have a guy. We're going to Houston next.
Houston.
The craziest thing that's ever happened while you've been waiting in a fast food drive-thru line may not top this. People at a Whataburger drive-thru in Houston when a rogue ambulance sped around the corner and crashed into them. The driver said he came flying around the corner. Both of us said, you know, he's moving a little fast. He's getting real close. The next thing I know, he's in my hood. And literally, this ambulance is embedded in the car's hood, fortunately. Nobody hurt. The ambulance was not on a call. It had been stolen by a 26-year-old named Joshua Vega, who just wanted to go for a nice ambulance joyride. I mean, car theft for dummies. First step, don't steal a conspicuous vehicle.
Right. Yeah.
He also crashed into three cars at another fast food restaurant before the Whataburger put him to a stop. Nobody hurt. And again, arrested and charged with a felony and misdemeanor. And I'll save this other one for tomorrow.
I don't know, Jay. What do you want to go with? The stolen ambulance guy crashing into cars, the guy who likes manholes, or the cops with the wrong eviction address?
Oh, man. That wrong eviction could have, if they didn't do anything, oh, God. Anything like that. When you've got the wrong address,
yeah.
It's like a doctor. It was, whoops, wrong patient. Sorry, you lost a leg.
Oh, yeah, how about that? Where they, there's stories of amputation and stuff.
That's why they put that wristband on you with your DOB so they don't to cut down on...
So I kind of want to throw it there, but luckily that one didn't result in what could have really been bad. So let's go with the ambulance guy.
Yeah, I think he does deserve it.
What an imbecile. What an ultra maroon.
It wasn't the only speeder. There was a story here about a guy... you know, I drove Corvettes for a long time. You had some muscle Mustangs, right?
Yes.
I never took a Corvette. One of them I took to 100 miles an hour, and that was it, because right. I just didn't feel safe going that fast, in a new one.
Sure. Sure.
Here's an idiot, and of all places, this guy is from New Hampshire, where...
Pepperidge Farm remembers.
161 miles an hour on Interstate 93 in New Hampshire.
Wait a minute. The thing is, though, does the mileage, I mean, does the speedometer go that high?
That's what he was clocked at on a radar gun by troopers.
Clocked at by the troopers.
I don't know.
I was going to say, did you used to look, when you were a kid, look in cars and see how much the...
And on top of that, he does this in an orange car, which is somewhat conspicuous. The one thing that isn't in the story is what kind of a ticket do you get?
For 161 miles an hour.
That's almost 100 miles an hour over the limit.
It's reckless driving, for sure.
That's all they've charged him with, but no miles over the speed limit. Rob, good morning.
Wonder if I had time to share my ambulance story.
Sure.
Okay, I'm not going to give any names or locations, but there was a couple of people that were known. One of them drove a police car, the other drove an ambulance, and they would drag race on a regular basis every night.
Oh, boy.
An ambulance and a police car?
Yeah. There's a strip of the road by the city center where they could... Playing around.
Oh.
Your phone is flicky.
Yes, it just...
Your phone is flicky there.
It went into the twilight zone there.
I don't have it on the phone there, but it got really bad.
848. Here is word for men. A $99 opportunity that could change your life in just about every conceivable way. As men approach the age of 40, the testosterone level tends to just drop on a natural basis. And when it does, that affects just about everything, including your overall energy level, feeling of vigor, and your libido. And often it turns into ED. If you can relate to any part of that, there you will not get a solution in a vitamin store. Those are theories in capsules. This is a medical issue that requires medical treatment, and Dr. Ken at Montgomery Men's Health would love to have the chance to help correct that for you. And believe me, the solutions are there. And there are a lot of things that can be done to treat those conditions you don't even hear about in ads and so forth. But step one is finding out, where are we starting here? What is your T level? And that requires a simple and painless test. Call them at 440-3663. Mention the $99 special you heard about it here on News Talk. And if you would like to recapture something that seems to be missing in your life, they're the place to go. I love the way the practice is set up. They respect privacy. You don't feel like you're on display. So if you're self-conscious about these kind of issues, don't be. They will take great care of you. Montgomery Men's Health, montgomerymenshealth.com. This will be our final traffic update of the morning with Skipper.
Busy all over the place right now, especially Northeast Boulevard. Still got a lot of cars coming in from 231. That's our busiest spot right at the moment. Got a little congestion on Norman Bridge inbound to downtown. 231 and Highway 331 into Montgomery are both a little bit busy at the moment. I-65 and 85, light to moderate traffic. No problems anywhere. An Equity Loan or cash out refinance on your home may be a phone call away. Call MCS, the company that answers the phone when you call. MCS in Wetumpka, 567-9000, NMLS 2328-76, Skywatch Traffic, Wendell J.
From our dealership to your driveway with a new car, truck, or SUV from Brubaker, rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Brubaker.com. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your Real Estate Minute. In my 40-plus years in the real estate business, I noticed that home buyers have five obstacles to buying a home in this market. First is the financing approval, being able to navigate all the paperwork and cost of buying in this market. Number two is being able to close on time and being able to move when you want to. Number three is inspections or repair cycle, unexpected repair items and how to get them fixed. Number four is appraisals and will the house appraise for the amount that you're paying. Number five is unexpected closing costs that were not disclosed. The solution is working with a realtor that's been thoroughly trained and knowledgeable and has the experience of decades of firsthand solutions to closing problems, contract negotiation, repair issues with the home, and has the attention to detail to get the right home for the right price with the best financing. For the right answers, call the Goodson Group at 551-0225 or Bo Goodson Direct 221-2883. The Goodson Group.
My friend and I are taking a trip to Mexico this year, but neither of us speak Spanish, so we downloaded Babbel and started learning Spanish fast.
Want to get conversational in another language in as little as 3 weeks? Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons were designed by language experts to be the most efficient and effective way to learn a new language.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿De dónde eres?
¿De dónde eres?
Babbel's interactive lessons are created by real language teachers and voiced by real native speakers using a modern conversation-based method. So in no time, you'll be speaking confidently about real-life topics in another language.
Nosotras vamos a México en dos días y ahora hablamos español.
Gracias, Babbel.
Sí, muchas gracias.
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com. B-A-B-B-E-L.com.
Hello, this is Eddie Bader with eXp Realty, and I want to tell you about advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting. I made the decision to advertise with Blue Water about 2 years ago and have seen the results daily. The Blue Water team has truly become family to me and always ready to help.
Blue Water Broadcasting is the number one most listened to radio group in the River Region. Find out how to put this reach to work for your business. Call us to find out how we can help. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
So the winning run is at second base with two out, 3-2 to Mookie Wilson. Little roller up along first, behind the bag.
That night, I was a Red Sox fan. That's 1986. That was Vin Scully. It's 1986, and I want the Red Sox to win their first World Series.
Sure.
And they had that game. It could have been that night. They should have been celebrating. They went into the ninth inning with a lead, and the Mets, with a bunch of crap hits and luck, end up winning it. So I'm watching the last inning. I'm so into the game, I'm not sitting on my chair. I'm on my knees on my chair. And when the ball went through Buckner's leg, and Ray Knight, who I really didn't like that much, comes around to score, I leapt off the chair and landed on my knees. Well, so not only was I in emotional pain, but that's a real stupid thing to do to your
Buckner,
knees.
Buckner, to your knees, you're right. But Buckner, that was looked like an easy. He just let it roll through his legs, right?
It just didn't bend over quite far enough, you know, and he was a little bit older at that point.
Yeah.
And they might have put in a better, but that's what sports is. It's all about what if. So the point is, Vin Scully captured, you know, you get handed those moments. It's like Rob Bramble. Remember that special we watched? About
the greats, the great voices in
of SEC.
Yeah, SEC, yeah.
That was a wonderful documentary. And it's, in fact, I think we have that. When you're an announcer and God hands you a moment that will be memorable for ages.
You're going to play the pick six.
Do you handle? Here it is.
56 yarder. It's got, no, does not have the leg. And Chris Davis takes it in the back of the end zone. He'll run it out to the 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, 45. There goes Davis.
Oh, my God.
Davis is going to run it all the way back. Auburn's going to win the football game. Auburn's going to win the football game. He ran the missed field goal back. He ran it back 109 yards. They're not going to keep him off the field tonight.
And the last game he called before that game was the Georgia game.
Yeah.
Incredible Auburn win. And you thought, there'll never be another Rod Bramlett moment like that.
Yeah, and then he gets one a week. But that does not happen to every broadcaster where they're gifted that. God, I think about the guys that announced for the Cubs losing year after year after year. Yep. You know, they never had that opportunity to capture a moment. And boy, Bramlett certainly did it there, and Vin Scully did it anytime he was behind the microphone. So I know that many of you are not necessarily baseball fans, but it wasn't just Vin Scully in baseball. It was Vin Scully in radio. And for those of you who grew up at a time when you take that transistor and try and pick up a faraway station to hear a game. We used to pick up St. Louis.
Yeah.
And Joe Buck's dad.
Right.
Jack Buck.
KMOX, St. Louis.
KMOX. That was our smartphone in our time, you know, on a summer night. Great memories.
He would take you to the ballpark.
Very much so. Very much so. Theater of the mind. And I don't know that I can think of another announcer in any aspect of sports that was better than Vin.
It was a tough morning this morning.
It was. It really was. I got up early at 1 o'clock. That's the first thing I see. I thought, well, this is going to be a special day. It's 8:57. Futures on the market are starting out in positive territory today, but you never know how the day is going to play out. I can't tell you any warnings. Wake up, it's down 300 points, then by the time I get back in at 3, the market finishes in the green and vice versa. Whatever happens today, Brett McDonald will analyze it for us at 5:15 this afternoon, and makes sense because whether you're invested or not, all of that news affects your money ultimately through inflation and other maneuvers. If you would like to sit down and speak with a financial planner, Brett would tell you, if you're not going to call him, call somebody, especially at times like this. When everything is on a roll, it's kind of easy to, you know, invest. It's times like this, navigating inflation, recession, and everything else that you want somebody looking out for your money. Give them a call, 387-0094. That's Brandt and the Brain Trust at Invista Advisors.
Joey.
Bobby F. and Jay Rich, thanks for tuning in this morning. Joey and Eddie are next. I'll see you at 3 after April Marie.
Let's just cut through the chase. Hey there, folks. This is Dr. Sam for my friends at Independent Glass on Bell Street. I recently wanted to upgrade my shower doors. I knew Independent Glass could do a beautiful job, like telling Jeff and Alice just what I needed. And boy, did it turn out beautiful. Real tempered glass, not plastic. Gorgeous bronze trim around the entire enclosure and at a very reasonable price. And Independent Glass installed everything. My advice, stay away from the big box shower store enclosures and call Independent Glass today.
Hey, this is David.
And Becca from Fantail Seafood and Steakhouse.
My wife and I want to invite you for an evening out to dine with us.
Bring the whole family, closest friends, or someone special for a night of fantastic scratch-made food and cocktails.
We serve everything from the best ribeye or crab cake around to a blackened grouper Caesar salad made just for you.
Be sure to plan to save room for the most decadent cheesecake you've ever put in your mouth.
When you think dinner,
think Fantail.
Where we're always off the hook.
That's our show, but the joke's on you, because we got paid anyway.
I'm going home to live my creepy, pathetic life.
I'm going to have to ask you and your party to leave.
Slap yourself very hard in the face, then leave.
Could you just leave the room, please?
Leave me alone!
Leave us alone!
I have to undergo an exit